New Hampshire's medical marijuana program reached a milestone nearly 3 years in the making over the weekend as the state's first dispensary opened in Plymouth. NHPR's Casey McDermott was there for the grand opening, where she caught up with patients who've been waiting for the day.
By the time Sanctuary ATC opened its doors around 11 a.m. Saturday morning, just about a dozen people were already huddled around on the porch or hanging out in the parking lot outside, hoping to get in.
Come on in. Did she get a prize? Yeah, I saw someone.
And by the end of its first day, the dispensary ended up serving about 45 people in all, according to its director. For most of those customers, the process required some patience. At first, only a few people were allowed into the building at a time.
Two more. Thank you.
Welcome. Once inside, patients had to fill out intake forms, and everyone had the option to meet individually with the dispensary's medical director to talk through what products might be best for them before making their selections. The whole thing could take a while, and it meant everyone else had to stand or sit outside, sometimes for more than an hour, to wait their turn.
Getting there.
Still waiting.
Getting there.
Nancy Fraunheiser from Tilton and Lori Peasley from Hill were among those who stuck it out through the delay. To them, at least, the wait was worth it.
We got a free sample. Well, not in there, but to take home.
To take home.
And they were very nice. They went over all the strands with us. Some
explained
of the ones
everything.
That
I got morning meds. I got nighttime meds.
Great day.
For the most part, Sanctuary's dark green building doesn't stick out between its neighbors along Tenney Mountain Highway, about a 6-minute drive from downtown Plymouth. The windows are shaded so that no one can peer inside. There's a sign out front that has a symbol of a chemistry beaker, not a cannabis leaf. The building itself is just down the street from a McDonald's, an auto center, and a new state liquor store.
How are you guys?
Good. Talking to people up and down the line, you learn that they traveled here from Keene and Manchester, Pembroke and Nashua. They're looking for relief from leukemia or lupus, chronic pain, or injuries from bad car crashes. A lot of them, including Fraunheiser, say they hope medical marijuana might be an alternative to opiates.
I have chronic pain. I have a few herniated discs, which I'm currently on Percocet for. I've been on them for over 10 years, and I'm trying to get off them. I don't want to depend on a pill anymore.
New Hampshire legalized medical marijuana in 2013, but until now there wasn't anywhere for patients to legally purchase therapeutic cannabis in the state. Since the state started issuing medical marijuana ID cards in December, some people have been able to travel to dispensaries in Maine. Others who showed up at Sanctuary on Saturday say they've had to find other sources until the state-licensed dispensaries were ready to go.
Fantastic. Yeah. You guys want any waters?
Yep.
Hey, how you doing, Richard?
Sanctuary CEO Josh Weaver says he knew people were eagerly waiting for his shop to open and that Saturday would be busy.
We're really excited. I've been able to talk to a lot of the patients over the last few months, and we knew it was vital to open as fast as we could. So we were approved yesterday and we made it happen. We've been here working around the clock to make sure we're open today so we can make sure we can serve the patients.
Some of those people in line were turned away, though. You can only go inside Sanctuary ATC if you're a registered patient or caregiver, and only if you've selected this particular dispensary as your chosen location for medical marijuana. That last part caused some problems for a few people because they were technically registered with another dispensary location. More patients could soon find relief in other parts of the state, though. John Martin, one of the state officials running the medical marijuana program, says another dispensary operated by a company called Temescal Wellness could open as early as this week in Dover. Its other location, in Lebanon, is likely to be not far behind. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.